I do believe at this point we do have energy expert Ted Blom joining our conversation this morning. Ted, good morning and thanks for joining us.
Good morning to you. Sorry for the busy line.
Not a problem. So, of course, what is the current situation at Eskom? At first, we're told, hey, load shedding because the coals are wet. Now we've been told there's, you know, issues at the Medupi power plant. What exactly is going on?
Okay, so it seems to me there's been a confluence of events that you normally wouldn't experience more than once in 100 years. So the system-wide problems at Medupi, the mechanical feeder, the conveyor, that feeds two of the staves that goes into the boilers and feeds it with coal have broken down. Now, you wouldn't expect that to break down after just two or three years of operation. Those things are going to last 60 years. That's the one issue. On the other hand, it seems to me there's been mismanagement of coal procurement in that the management has bought fine coal. So normal coal can get as wet as possible. It's not a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Fine coal is like Johnson's baby powder. If you add water to it, it becomes sticky and it doesn't jump off the conveyor into the fire. And that becomes a major problem. You then get flame out. And it seems to me Eskom is buying, in its exasperation to buy more coal, and perhaps corrupt activities, because fine coal has no commercial value, and Eskom seems to be paying top dollar for it. That's the other issue. The third issue is there seems to be flooding at three of the Eskom power stations. And that I would ascribe to poor housekeeping, because if you keep your places and your drains clean, the chances of flooding should really not be possible.
Ted, what is just to break you there, what is the reason for Eskom purchasing the fine coal?
I think it's part of the corrupt practices now. The fine coal is normally worldwide. If I buy coal worldwide, the limitation in all those contracts is no more than 10% fine coal, because it's known to clog and have problems. I think the incentive is there for Eskom to pay top dollar for the fine coal, and that allows for big kickbacks.
Now, of course, you know, having a look at the current situation, of course, yesterday we moved from stage 4, skipped stage 5, and we're on to stage 6 this morning, however, back to stage 4. It doesn't really make a difference anymore. We're faced with load shedding. You know, what is the future for South Africa when it comes to our electricity and power grid?
Okay, because of the poor management, and I've been complaining about this for 10 years, and it's only now that people are starting to take cognizance of it. I'm on record of saying that the load shedding will be with us for 5 years after Eskom has signed the next long-term battery agreements for coal supply. They haven't signed any yet. They were supposed to sign them in 2007, 2008. They're supposed to sign 20 of them in total. They've done zero. So you must look at the previous management of Eskom and current management and ask, why are they not filling up the pantry with good fuel? They're filling up the pantry with all sorts of ad hoc crappy fuel, and that's because of the corruption and the kickbacks that they're getting. And that continues to today. The corruption, nobody has been prosecuted at Eskom for corruption. So the corruption still grows. Every week I get feedback of more and more corruption.
Of course, with the corruption, you know, we've also heard about, you know, possibility Eskom and, you know, the issue of being placed under business rescue. What is the difference between business rescue and a bailout?
Well, very simple. Business rescue has been a private practitioner who has held to account, takes over control of the checkbook and all the activities within the organization, including the manpower plan. Bailout is just a political sort of disprin or aspirin just to try and keep the wheels rolling. So bailout is not professional. It normally doesn't come with conditions, although Tito Mboweni has now tried to impose conditions. And I can tell you now categorically that Eskom will not be able to fulfill even half of those conditions that Treasury has now put on Eskom. So Eskom can only survive on bailouts. Why? Because they're corrupt and they've lost control of the organization.
Now, of course, everyday South Africans have taken to social media. They've been very vocal online, really frustrated. How do we hold SOEs, you know, accountable for what they're doing? How do we hold them responsible? And, you know, some have even been asking, you know, why not, you know, all South Africans start working together and, you know, start a class action lawsuit against Eskom or the government? You know, what are your thoughts around that? Is it possible?
Okay, so the reason SOEs are not performing properly is because of corruption, political interference, and nepotism. And that's a political issue. People need to hold the government accountable at election time to not believe all the promises that they've made. And that's something that's not going to happen today. In terms of recovering the situation. It's not going to happen fast, and it's not going to be permanent. So, I think people are correctly angry and frustrated, but they need to be frustrated at election time. They mustn't, getting frustrated now is like banging your head against the wall. There's not much you can do. We're at the behest of the powers that be, and as good or bad their management style is, and that's the fact of the matter.
And of course, you know, in terms of the consequences that load shedding and the impact that it will have on our economy, you know, what does that look like?
Okay, so the rule of thumb is for every one stage of load shedding, it's R1 billion worth of turnover lost for that day. So yesterday we lost R6 billion worth of turnover in the economy, and that's disastrous because this economy is already not growing. It's already in negative territory. So, yes, in a couple of months' time, you'll see the consequences of yesterday and this week's load shedding. We'll see more redundancies, and we'll see more business closures.
Now, Ted, finally, you've been very vocal. Like you mentioned, you know, you've been hammering on this for the past 10 years. It's only now, you know, that people seem to be taking cognizance of what you've been saying. You know, in terms of you stimulating these conversations, you know, is there a way out? Is there some light at the end of the tunnel here?
Man, I think the light is possibly there, but it's very far away. And I mean, you also need to understand that being vocal about it, it doesn't come without a price.
Mm.
I've been castigated, I've been threatened, it doesn't stop. So, yeah, there could be a recovery, but the recovery from the current situation is not going to happen overnight. It's going to take a long time. And as I said, we'll be vulnerable for at least 5 years after the new contracts have been signed, and the new contracts haven't been signed yet.
Speak to us finally, Ted, in terms of the management of Eskom and those that are sitting on the board at present. You know, do they know what they're doing?
Well, they're still learning. They're telling you every time they're on TV that they're still learning. That includes the minister. He's still learning last night as well. Now, my view is Eskom needs, it's the most complex company on the continent, in the most complex industry in the world. We can't afford to have novices running the organization who are learning at our behest. We're not guinea pigs. We're paying the highest price of electricity in the history of this country, and we've moved from the bottom cheap electricity to the top most expensive electricity in the world. The fact of the matter is that there's too much political interference, too much political mismanagement of Eskom, and also Eskom's business model is wrong. It was changed in 2001 from an NGO, where it was the world top utility in the year 2000, won awards in New York. This greedy government has changed it to a for-profit. So now Eskom's actually fighting you in my pocket. They want to gorge our pocket as much as possible, and they couldn't care a damn about what the consequences are. And that's where we are at the moment. And this government does not want to take cognizance and responsibility for its misdemeanors.
Indeed, it is what it is. But Ted, once again, thanks so much for sharing with us this morning. Your insight, always welcome and valuable. We thank you for your time.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thanks. And that was energy expert Ted Blom speaking to us this morning.